And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Brent Rogo, Bo Witt, and the pickleball-playing Pete Volz. Mugs in the Morning here on KODY. Glad to continue our live in-studio interviews as we have the crew from the Cedar Room joining us. Hector, Amber, Trish, and Burgundy joining us. And Hector, can you introduce us to Miss Trish joining us for the first time here on KODY?
Sure. So Trisha Scully has joined the team probably here 3 weeks ago now, I guess. And she's taking on the lead, helping our kitchen crew really come alive. You know, I mean, they do a great job. You know, and Trish is just going to help us round up that team.
So. Awesome. Mm-hmm. What's it been like working with her in the kitchen so far, Burgundy?
She is absolutely amazing. She's got so much talent and so much experience that she brings to the table, and she helps with so many great ideas, and it's just been a real thrill to actually have her and have somebody else.
Trish, what's your thoughts on the Cedar Room thus far?
Oh, it's awesome. We've got a great team. We've got a young crew in the back that's incredibly talented, and we're just looking forward to bringing them up a little bit stronger, a little bit tighter, expanding our menu maybe a little bit, some more creativity in the back. But the kids are just fantastic back there. So just a little bit more organization, a little bit more structure, and it's just going to grow exponentially, and we're looking forward to that.
And it's so great, too, Hector, that you have somebody that can train some of these young culinary professionals who you know are going to have successful careers in the future.
Well, Trish just said it. I mean, the kids that we call them kids because I think our oldest person is like 30, you know, and it goes from like 23 to 30, you know. And so the difference between these folks is that you can see the love and care that they take into the kitchen, right?
The passion is there.
And so you can get a cook anywhere, but you can't get a person that loves the kitchen anywhere. And that's what we have at the Cedar Room. And so Trish brings along a lot of experience, you know, with her past history that's really going to help elevate them and teach them, bring them along, you know, and make them successful. Because I've always told them, when you guys leave here, I want you guys to be, and BJ and I's deal was to, when you leave here, you're going to leave a better person, a better professional when you leave.
And there's a possibility that they'd be able to come back, too. That's what we hope.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, we just had some of that going on. So
good.
We had one of our past guys come back to us because, you know, I really love the kitchen. I love the industry, and I loved working for you guys. So he came back to us, and which was a welcome addition to us.
Good. That's awesome. That's awesome. Amber, let's talk about Father's Day a little bit. It's quickly approaching. What are you mixing up for Dad and Grandpa's behind the bar?
Yeah, so I have an exclusive Father's Day drink menu. Drinks that we haven't done at the Cedar Room yet. There's about six of them.
Ooh.
And they're all kind of, you know, more on the manly side. So so they will, you know, I mean, they're going to have a couple that are real refreshing. There's a couple that are, you know, just real fun to look at and taste great. Just a little bit of everything for the dads. So there's about six drinks. I'm bringing in some Blue Moon. We're going to layer up Blue Moon and Guinness for black and blue. I have a John Collins coming on and a Headless Horseman. There's about six different drinks, so come check it out. It's going to be really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, and all of these are great cocktails as well.
Yeah.
You've been testing them out, Hector?
Well, of course, Tristan.
We have to have quality control. There's more than enough quality control at the Cedar Room.
Did you and BJ go into business just to be
professional? Well, of course.
Not the whole answer, but it was one of the deciding factors.
Exactly, because at the house we have a zero alcohol, you know, and it's just like, so when we come here, it's like, oh, that's great. Oh, this is great. You know, it's like we haven't run.
Who's driving me home?
We have to be careful how many we taste test.
Yeah. Give me a call. I can get you home eventually.
Right, heck yeah.
You might have a few detours. Might have to stop over at the bar, but we can get home.
You know, it's all right.
And Trish Burgundy, can you guys tell us what we have on the menu for the dads coming up this weekend?
So we're going to bring back prime rib, which everybody always loves, and it's always a great hit. And we're going to do a in-house made cream corn and our mashed potatoes for all the dads and grandpas and everybody this week.
I've actually heard a lot about the mashed potatoes down there.
Yeah.
I understand. Everybody loves mashed potatoes. But I've heard a couple people, I'm thinking, it's the Cedar Room. You're coming to me to tell me about the mashed potatoes? There's a hundred that you could do. You're saying mashed potatoes? Is that the deciding factor?
Yeah.
It's like, I can make you mashed potatoes. They're not going to taste as good as the cedar bark. Why don't you tell me about something I can't make at home?
You know, just, and it's a great testament. Like I said, I mean, if the mashed potatoes is what they're talking about, I can only imagine what the rest of the menu is like.
Yeah, and that's what blows me away about the Cedar Room, is it's some of the simple things there, people are like, oh my goodness. You combine that with the uniqueness of some of the things we've talked about before, it's almost mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, everything is just rich in flavor. You know, we don't do the skinny stuff back there, right? Mm-hmm. It's the full-flavored butter, the full cheeses, the full sour creams.
There's no shortcuts.
There's no shortcuts.
There is none.
There isn't. You can do the shortcuts when you're at home.
Yep.
You know?
and that is an appliance at the entire Cedar Room. Rather be the kitchen, rather be the mixologist.
Yep.
All the way up to the servers at the tables and the hostesses.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We, you know, and we always strive to give that customer that great experience. You know, and we really, BJ and I really take pride not only in our staff, but then also in the fact that a lot of travelers, because we're getting a lot of travelers from I-80 that just absolutely love it. And mm-hmm. they tell us, you know, I hope the people here in North Platte realize what a gem of a place this is. One for service, the food quality, and the drinks.
The atmosphere, too.
And the atmosphere. They all talk about the atmosphere. You know, it's not a ritzy place. Anybody is welcome. Mm-hmm. You know, dress up, don't dress up. You're still welcome there, right?
The thing that I love, too, you'll see some tables that have people in suits and jackets next to some blue jeans.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's what I love, because mm-hmm. I'm somewhere between those sometimes. So
exactly.
I have no blue jeans. You know, I love it.
That's absolutely right. You know, and so we wanted to have a welcoming environment. For anyone to come in, and so we do, and which is great.
Again, we have Burgundy, Trish, Amber, and Hector joining us here on Mugs of the Morning. It's a service of Shelter Insurance here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. And Hector, we're approaching the year anniversary of the Cedar Room.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations.
Yes, it's like, hey, we're snorkeling through, you know, but we're still there. Yeah, so we've got some things planned, and after this radio spot, we'll have some meetings with the rest of your crew as far as doing a radio remote and some giveaways and whatnot that we might have it there at the Cedar Room. So
I might be invited, is what you're telling
me. Well, of course. You're always invited.
I might be paid to be invited.
We always need team sponsors. Don't tell Pam.
I do. I have done some taste testing there for you before, and I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I'm thinking about maybe taking up part-time residence.
Heck yeah.
I love it. Dangerously.
Yes, come on in.
I have to work out a deal where you guys just get my paycheck every month. Got direct swap.
It's fine. I'll cook for you any day.
And Amber, we have a parade day coming up on Saturday. Invite folks to come on in and cool off in the Cedar Room, especially with some of the refreshing drinks you'll be serving up behind the bar.
Yeah, so on Saturday, our bosses are being so kind as to open at 4 p.m. after the parade. So, you know, those of us who have little ones can take them to the parade, or, you know, people that are going to be there can prep for after the parade. And so after the parade, you know, we'll have a mixologist in there and ready to go. We have a new summer menu coming out for a cocktail summer menu. So there's going to be about 4 new drinks on the summer menu and some old favorites that just are real nice and light summer drinks. And just a new vamp on the drink menu. So yeah, the bar's just, you know,
It's always
changing, always making new stuff, and people are always welcome to come in and get a drink after the parade, after the rodeo. People might not know that our lounge is open until midnight on Friday and Saturday nights, and also through the week until 11. So, you know, all of these things going on around town, that's always a good spot to stop off and have a nice cocktail after you've had some Nebraska Land Days fun. So,
And Trish, before we wrap up here, I want to talk a little bit about the uniqueness of the Cedar Room with BJ and Hector. opening up at 4 o'clock on Saturday, so families and employees can enjoy the parade. That's not something that every employer does, but it's an example of what sets the owners and the management of the Cedar Room apart from the others.
Absolutely right, Tristan. That's probably one of the things that interested me the most in working at the Cedar Room, was working with BJ and Hector and seeing how much they actually care about their employees. We love the food, we love the people, we love that, but we spend so much time together. We spend more time together than we do with our actual families.
Yeah.
And so it makes for a really tight crew, and we just take care of each other and cover each other, and we're really grateful for Hector and BJ that they're those kind of owners. I've worked with a lot of absentee owners in kitchens before, and it's just a completely different vibe when you have owners that are willing to come in and wash dishes, clean tables, serve food.
Yep. Taste test.
Taste test. Oh, my.
Their favorite.
We can always count on them for that.
Yeah.
Always count on them for that. So, yeah, it's a great environment, and definitely appreciate that about
and
them.
I'm not on the payroll, so I can really say whatever I want. And I will agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I will agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things here the past year is getting to know Hector and BJ very well. We formed very good friendships, and I agree with everything that you said. They're class act guys and great employers. We're blessed to have them in the North 5 community.
Absolutely, we sure are.
Well, and they're not shy for asking for help either. But most generally we're in there, you know, whether it's, you
you're
know,
more than happy.
Oh, yeah, working the salad or the dessert station or, like Trish said, jumping into the dish pit. BJ will often jump into the dish pit and just kind of...
Whatever it takes.
Yeah,
oh, he enjoys being in the dish pit. He's in his own little world back
there. You know, a lot of people think...
BJ land is...
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think the dish pit is not the best place, but, man, you really kind of zone out, you know, and it's just kind of... It's one thing after the
other.
Repetitive
motion.
Yep. But, yeah, it's very cathartic to be back in the dish pit.
Now, guys, we do need to wrap up here. Encourage folks to make reservations at the Cedar Room. Plenty of ways to do so, as we've always mentioned, right, Burgundy?
Absolutely. You can always give us a call. There's always the website that's really easy for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just swing on in. If you're out about Nebraska one day, make a reservation for, you know, tomorrow, next week, whatever it might be.
Absolutely. And Saturday is the only day that we're opening late. But outside of that, before you go out to the rodeo, come out and have some cocktails to get your... Get your drink on before you get to the rodeo.
Pre-game.
Pre-game.
And then also Sunday, we're open from 11 to 5 for Father's Day.
Oh,
so,
right.
So call and make your reservations for Sunday for Father's Day.
Yep, and it's 11 to 5 on Father's Day. And we'll have a Facebook post here going up later this morning. So,
awesome. And the rodeo is going to be live streamed at the Cedar Room as well, I think I heard you say.
Correct. Yep. We'll be able to do the live stream there, and you know, so people that can't go out or don't want to sit out in this heat, they can come in and watch the rodeo there at Cedar Room.
Free AC at the Cedar Room.
Exactly.
Right. Guys, thank you so much for taking time for us. Always a blessing to have
thank
you in the
you,
studio.
Tristan.
I think we'll see a few of you again next Thursday.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
We're going to wrap up Mugs in the Morning next on Husker Radio's KODY.